This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Rene Salazar has a question for you.
If you know nothing about occupational health and safety, and I say, do you want to study occupational health and safety? Perhaps the first thing that comes to mind might be somebody in a moon suit or a white suit or a respirator.
But the assistant professor in USF's Department of Environmental and Occupational Health wants you to know that there's more to the field than a bunch of folks in fancy equipment taking measurements after someone gets hurt.
You might be working for a sheriff's office. You might be working with risk management. You might be working for a chemical facility. You might be working as a consultant on your own. You might be working for an energy generation facility.
The USF College of Public Health is encouraging students to consider careers like these with its Summer Institute in Occupational Safety and Health.
There's different concentrations you can choose from the same department. We got industrial hygiene, risk management, occupational safety.
During the recent institute, the students heard from experts about possible jobs and how to get the education they'll need to get them. They also got to go out into the field, where they visited biohazard labs and a company that calibrates safety equipment. Salazar says they even checked out the risk management department of the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office.
And we talked with them at length about how to protect their workers, not only at work, but how to improve the health of the workers on a personal basis, because we're all very concerned about the total worker health of the worker, of the person, of the individual.
The students in the institute were a mix of juniors, seniors, and recent graduates, like Andrea Anger, who just received her Bachelor of Sciences in Public Health.
A lot of people don't know what they were getting themselves into, so they have discovered that this is not what they want to do. With that being said, it just really goes to show that this is something I am passionate about, and it's cool to see that the College of Public Health is reaching out to everybody and really trying to help everybody realize what's out there and what's available.
That included inviting students from colleges around the country for two purposes. One, show them what the field is about. Two, show them USF is the place to pursue a graduate degree. While David Menez is going to be a senior studying biology at Alma College in Michigan, he's now considering occupational health and safety as a career, with USF as a possible stop on that path.
I'm doing my internship at a manufacturing facility, and I set up a lot of the safety and compliance with OSHA standards to be able to actually come and see the school side of things, where I could actually go on further and be the guy coming into a place like that and doing the testing, seeing the other side of the table, and it kind of opens up a lot of opportunities.
And Professor Salazar says those opportunities are growing by the day. The occupational health and safety workforce is getting older, with projections of a shortfall of employees not too far off in the future.
We need these people trained. And so the best that we can do, and one of the ways to do this, is to introduce students into the field and then let them decide for themselves whether they love it or not.
If you'd like to see some photos from the class's tours, check out our webpage, wusf.org, and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.